Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week, it's a very exciting week for me because I love Star Wars figures and we have a new exclusive and we got our first shipment, which already sold through. That's how popular they were. The Entertainment Earth exclusive Star Wars action figure comic packs are not in stock right now, but they might be in stock in the future when you read this. There are 8 figures spread across 4 2-packs, spanning literally thousands of years of Star Wars history. But why should you care? Glad you asked. Anyway, let's get started. Okay, let's get started. The first pack I'm going to look at is based on X-Wing Rogue Squadron. That was a comic series in the 90s that followed events almost immediately following Return of the Jedi, and in this case it includes 2 Imperials, one of which ended up being a defector to the Rebel cause, and there was more, but you get the long and short of it. It includes the Director of Imperial Intelligence, Isan Isard. I might be pronouncing that incorrectly because I don't know how her name is pronounced out loud, as well as a dress uniform version of Baron Fell. Baron Fell, as you know, is awesome, and Baron Fell figures have not been awesome so far. This one's pretty good. Let's start off with the Director Isard. This is a female character, which there actually are a good number of in this wave. She has a body of the first release of Juno Eclipse, which was also used for Dina Shan. It's an Imperial female outfit. Same gloves, same hands, new head. Has the white around the frame of her face. Pretty good paint job. One eye's red, one eye's blue. One of her eyebrows is raised. And the face on mine looks a little funky, but I think it was intentional. The figure can stand just fine. Usual super articulated body. Nothing to complain about here. You don't get many red outfit Imperial officers, especially women. So this is actually the only one. You may as well get it. Baron Fell. Very exciting, Baron Fell. He has his goatee. The figure, for those keeping track of such things, the body is that of Captain Nita. The legs and arms are from the 2007 30th anniversary Death Star Trooper. The head is new. The figure has an Imperial blaster rifle, the typical stormtrooper weapon, just like Isan Isard has, as well as 2 pieces of headgear. He has a Imperial Navy cap, like Captain Nita would wear, or Admiral... I'm drawing a blank. Any given Admiral Captain, General Veers would have one, except this is black. He also includes a Rebel pilot in glossy black with a black finish, a red Rebel logo, and a cool stripe down the center. It's a very nice extra accessory, and one that was not pictured on the initial solicitations. So if you've seen every picture of these so far at conventions and stuff, this was not shown to the public. I wasn't even sure it was going to be included. I saw it at an early showing to me, because it's our exclusive, but I didn't know they were going to do it. On the Mandalorian front, the first 2 Mandalorian figures are in a 2-pack of Jaster Mereel and Montross. Jaster Mereel has a body that is largely based on that of the Evolution's Jango Fett figure, down to his rocket pack and helmet. He's repainted, has new holsters and a new belt, and a new head sculpt. Figure also has a cloth cape, new guns, and one of his guns has a really cool Mandalorian skull on the butt of the weapon. So it looks pretty sweet. It has red armor highlights, some yellow, and it's mostly green and silver. The helmet fits pretty well, and the backpack, like most Evolution's Fett figures, does not stay on very well. Kind of irritating. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, not much, really. Try to get it back on there. Keeps falling off when I was reviewing it. I think, in part, you can blame the belt. Or maybe it's just the design overall. But mine keeps falling off. Montross is a little more impressive. The figure is almost entirely... it's such a good mix of parts, it looks entirely new. The torso is that of Evolution's Boba Fett, just like his rocket pack and helmet. The head's new, the arms are new. The legs are actually from the Evolution's Mandalore figure, which means these are unrecognizable when they're painted this way. Very nicely done. He's super articulated, new belt and holsters, all new guns, big pistols, nice rifle, very good hands, pretty good head sculpt. Both figures look very young, which might be intentional. But, in light of the whole Mandalorian shakeup in the expanded universe, does it really matter if they're right or wrong anymore? It's just a cool-looking figure. And both figures are excellent. And I would say that anyone buying Mandalorian should get them. If you missed the Elite Forces of the Republic exclusives we had a few years ago, this isn't necessarily an appropriate substitute, but it'll tide you over until you can get those figures some other way. They're also a little bit nicer because of the articulation. It's clearly superior. And, oh, Montross's backpack actually stays on just fine. We also have a pack from Star Wars Legacy. Star Wars Legacy, the comic book series, takes place over 100 years after Return of the Jedi, and you get Sith Lord Darth Nihil, who's a member of the Negai or Nagi race, depending on who you ask. He has a Yuuzhan Vong armor. He's super articulated, does not wear pants, and he has a lightsaber cane, and the blade is removable. Mostly black and white skin, and very nicely done. I don't think there's much I could do to improve on this figure, even if I was given the opportunity to nitpick. He is joined by Dahlia Blue, who has a blaster and very little clothing. She has red skin. She is super articulated. Her boots have a large amount of articulation, and the overall design is quite excellent. The hair is not blue, even though it is in the comic book. It's more of a purple, or maybe a bluish purple, but it could be bluer. Her pants have all the cuts in them. Extremely, holy crap, that thing goes right up her crack. And very tight pants, ladies and gentlemen. Her shirt is cut open a little bit, and it is one of the more revealing action figures, short of being almost naked, that you can get. She also has a choker on. The blaster's pretty good. It's got a green splotch on the top. Splotch is a bad word because it makes it sound sloppy. It's not. It's actually very ornate. This is a very good figure, and I highly recommend picking up this two-pack if you're a fan of the Legacy series, also because it represents two races from the Star Wars Marvel series that really haven't gotten anything in the way of toys. The line is rounded out by two more figures. Jarael, I don't know how her name's pronounced. Also Odessa, they call her. And Roland Dyer, who's a Mandalorian, and awesome. Odessa, or Jarael, or whatever you want to call her, has a removable satchel purse thing, a sort of a lightsaber staff, a lot of tattoos, one of the best female face sculpts I've seen in a while, very good hair sculpt, great tattoo deco, really good articulation, no ankle joints though, but other than that, she's super articulated. Plus, she has a soft goods lower part of her dress, which feels better constructed than almost any other kind of cloth Hasbro's used so far on their figures over the past 10 years as far as cloth goes. Really nicely done. A good level of detail. The coloring's right. It's hard to say much about this figure because it's just perfect. She's got her little pointy ears and everything. If you're a fan of the Knights of the Old Republic comic book series, you really need to get this set because she's good, but Roland Dyer is even better. Just like Jarael, he does not have ankle joints, but other than that, perfect. Great detail, great sculpt, great deco. Helmet fits perfectly. Awesome backpack. It's got a plug that goes into his helmet, and he's got a knife in his boot. He's got a blaster in his holster. They're removable, and just everything about it's pretty good. The backpack does come off, and the hole to put the backpack in is integrated into his armor design very nicely, so it doesn't look like there's a gaping hole. It looks like it's part of the design of his armor. Figure has no problem standing and sitting. Great paint job. Green highlights for his helmet. Lots of blue, silver all over. Spikes on his armor. As Mandalorians go, this is one of the most ornate Mandalorian figures and original Mandalorian figures since Boba Fett. It just looks great. He's got a kind of a ball torso joint, and his backpack doesn't just plug into his backpack. He also has a strap to go over his right shoulder, so it holds in place very nicely, fixing what is essentially a design flaw in a lot of other figures. This may be one of the finest figures of the year, and to think it almost didn't come out. Thankfully, we had the opportunity to offer it to you as an exclusive, because Hasbro offered it to us to offer to you as an exclusive. These sets are not in stock as of the posting of this podcast, but they should be soon, as long as they don't pre-sell out again. So, pre-order today at entertainmentearth.com, or order today if they're in stock. But do buy them, because we get opportunities to bring you great figures like this because you're so kind to support us on our endeavors, and we can't do it without you. So, kindly pick up a set. If you're short on money, I'd recommend getting the Knights of the Old Republic set first. Pick up the other ones later, because the Knights of the Old Republic set is awesome. I don't care if you don't like the game. I've never played them. I don't care if you like the comic book series or not. I enjoyed it. But these are spectacular action figures. All of them are really good, but these two in particular are great. And it's worth noting that the Legacy and Knights of the Old Republic figures are brand new sculpts, while the other ones mix and match new and old parts. I've been talking too much. I gotta get back to work. Happy Black Friday, everybody. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. And follow me on Twitter, why don't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth.